Hello there. Don't be alarmed. We're just preparing your listening device for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving. We do this, of course, by filling your radio with water. Don't worry. We're professionals. Thanks to me, you won't even get wet. You see, I've crammed every appendage of my body into the cracks and crevices of your radio, ensuring an airtight seal. By the way, don't touch your on-off knob. That's a very sensitive area. Anyway, I should remind you, we believe in the buddy system just like diving, so don't listen alone. Call your buddy and tell them that Scuba Radio is about to begin.
We're going to start a new life under the sea.
So, am I going to drown?
Of course not. Just stay calm and let the gentle currents relax your every muscle.
Under the sea. Under the sea.
Did it just get warmer?
There'll be no accusations, just friendly crustaceans under the sea.
Where the hell are the sharks?
And now, here's your dive guide for Scuba Radio, Greg the Dive Master.
And welcome to Hour 2 of the world's first radio show devoted to diving. Now, we are in South Florida. Now, we spent the first hour, diving like crazy with South Florida Diving Headquarters. CJ and myself, we met this guy, Snorkel Man. We dove with our buddy Dennis. We have retired to the Gomez Hilton. We spent our first night here at the Gomez Hilton complex, and we're getting ready to dive again, this time with Captain Barry on the Surprise, and you're going to hear all about that here in Hour 2 as we head out and go try to snag some more lobsters. Limit out, once again, on the radio, and do what we can to make this a very meat-fulfilled type trip. We'll see how that progresses. However, I do have the man of the hour, the proprietor of this establishment, the Gomez Hilton, Mr. Captain Walt D. Martini. How are you, Walt?
I'm doing great, Greg. How are you doing?
I'm having a great time. Yeah, every time I come down to South Florida, we have a great time. We come and we stay with you. You're very gracious. We get our welcome rum punch. We do all kinds of things. And, you know, oh, by the way,
accommodations for Scuba Radio provided by the Gomez Hilton.
Yes, we always have to get that in now. That's part of the arrangement we have with Captain Walt and the fact that he takes care of the Scuba Radio crew so well. We appreciate your, the amenities. You keep adding more every time we come down here.
Right, Greg. And, you notice we've had like a one of your people, one of our great guests, has been spending quite a bit of time down here recently. Have you noticed anything about that?
Yes. Well, when I came and checked in, got my welcome rum punch, ironically, it wasn't Captain Walt who served me. I was really shocked to see the drunken sailor. He is here at the Gomez Hilton. The last time we've had him on the air was here at the Gomez Hilton as well. So I don't know what happened, but did he just not leave? Or what?
Well, he's under my tutelage right now. We're doing some training here. We're contemplating opening up a new facility in Wyoming.
In Wyoming? Of course you are. All right. Well, let's go get him. Last I saw him, he was passed out in the bathroom, marveling at the Gomez Hilton's water show and the toilet water. So let's go over here, see if we can find him. I think if we go right in here, there. Oh yeah, okay. Hey, you. What's going on? Come on over here. What are you doing here?
Hey, you guys are limiting. You guys are catching lobsters. Are you going to limit?
Yeah, we're going to limit out on the radio.
You take it to the limit one more time.
Okay, I thought he was supposed to serve the booze, not drink it, Walt. What's going on here exactly with the drunken sailor?
Oh, well, he's doing great, man. He's no complaints at all with him.
Yeah, well, what is this, quality control? You got to sample the product before you serve it?
It's called welcome rum punch for a reason, because you feel very welcome, and then you just don't leave.
Yes. Well, okay. That's.
I know what Doc my bread is buttered on.
Okay. I didn't know he had. Oh, I don't even know what to say to that. But regardless, he's been here for a while, and you're okay with that, Walt?
I'm great with it. Listen, he's going to be running this Wyoming place out there.
Okay. So you're opening
yeah,
a.
Yeah. A, yeah. Get along. Yeah.
Interesting. Okay. So you're going to have a Gomez Hilton West. And so that's what the drunken sailor is training to run that establishment for you as you expand?
That's correct, Greg. And not only that, but we're changing the marina portion of the Wyoming operation
Yeah, you guys are making a little joke. I get it. It's real funny. Real funny.
To the dude ranch.
To a dude ranch. So it'll be Gomez Hilton West, a.k.a. Dude Ranch.
We will be herding all the ski bunnies.
Yeah.
All the ladies in their boots. And they don't call us cow pokes for nothing.
Okay. Interesting. All right. That's something that sounds a little disturbing and is probably going to get someone arrested, but I don't know. What about in the summertime?
All on the up and up and up and up.
I was just there in Wyoming. So, I mean, what you know, there's no snow there right now. They're not skiing. They're roping dogies and, you know, running through the mountains and stuff and saying the hills are alive, you know, that kind of thing.
Well, this is all preparations for when the snow comes. And I just do what Walt tells me to do.
Yeah. Well, what are you going to do when you see a moose out there?
A moose?
Yeah, they have moose.
Probably run like hell.
Okay, that's probably good when it comes to the drunken sailor, because I was afraid he was going to do something inappropriate to it. You know what I'm saying there, Walt?
No, he would never do it.
Never, never. He'd never do anything inappropriate. Okay, but obviously you're enjoying yourself here at the Gomez Hilton. Are you planning to leave anytime soon? How far are you along in your training there, drunken sailor?
Well, why would I leave?
Okay.
I mean,
well,
look around.
Well, you're training, though. I thought you were trying to pick up things so you can take these skills to a new location and get away from him and quit annoying the crap out of him.
Well, we are perfecting our entertainment portion of the program.
Yeah.
And it's more of a food and beverage with emphasis on the beverage.
Understood. Well, it's a fine place to base our lobster hunting operations here at Scuba Radio.
All
for
right.
Sure.
Have you seen, like, for example, I'll give you an example. The way that Captain Walt, when you get the complimentary rum punch.
Right, I remember.
When you get the, on the side, is a garnish.
There's a garnish, yes.
It's a pineapple and a cherry, and it has to be put through with a toothpick just so.
Yeah.
That is not easy to learn.
Yes. How many have you had to, experience to get that drilled into your brain?
I still haven't gotten it right. So I'm learning.
Oh, are you asking for another one right now?
I practice makes perfect.
Okay, I figured as much. There goes Captain Walt. You know, see, he's going to get open up the fridge and get out his welcome rum punch. That was just the signal. Yep, and there, yeah, he's mixing it up. And
he blows.
Okay, that's. You know, I don't know if this is an upgrade to the Gomez Hilton complex there, Walt. You know what I'm saying? What do you think about this? Having him help you.
Oh,
this could be a turnoff.
He's been great, though. I mean, the people love him here.
Really? They do?
They can understand him.
Okay, after a welcome rum punch, you talk drunken sailor. I guess that's true. So have you made some friends while you've been down here for a while?
When the people show up, I take their luggage.
Yeah?
And
you go sell it on eBay?
No. Why? Stop it.
I'm just saying, that sounds more your style.
Hello, nice people, right this way. Follow me.
Wow, he is sounding a little bit more restrained than normal, Walt. Maybe you are reeling him in. You know, he just needed a mentor like Captain Walt DeMartini to give the drunken sailor a career path.
He's got it down. He's doing great.
The number one tip at the Gomez Hilton is if you have a little too much rum punch and you wander out on the back part of the property past the pool, if you get too far out on the dock and fall off, don't worry because the boat will catch you.
That's right. There, the dry martini, too, is anchored right there. And so you just fall right into the stabbing cabin.
I have landed on the bow more than once.
Aha. Okay. There's no padding on that. It's pure fiberglass. So you did what you do. I mean, did you break something?
Well, you don't feel it until the next day.
Ah, okay.
So it's
delayed.
That.
Yes. One of the many benefits of drinking too much rum punch, right?
Yeah. It does take the sting out of life.
Yeah. Okay. Well, fair enough. Drunken Sailor, so you've been here. We're going to go lobster diving with Captain Barry here on the surprise in just a bit. Yesterday, we were diving for lobster with South Florida Diving Headquarters. We did run into a snorkel man. I don't know where he came from. He was hard to understand, but, you know, it was interesting because I've dealt with you so many times over the years, I kind of could make out some of what he said.
I have no idea what the hell he's talking about, but he seems okay.
You think so?
Yeah, I know him from in the day.
Really? All right. Well, we had him on the show, and I think it was the first and last time we will ever do that.
Yeah, I wouldn't downgrade your program by having something like that. I would keep the high professional standards.
Yeah, it's only highbrow entertainment here on Scuba Radio. Yeah, with people like Captain Walt DeMartini. And I could say the drunken sailor, but then that would be, what, that's like an oxymoron or something?
He's on his way up, boy.
Emphasis on moron. Okay, we are going to go catch some lobsters on the boat named the Surprise. That is Captain Barry's boat. And we're going to bring you along, so stick around. We got more coming up on the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Pulling up right now to the floating dock.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
Come as a guest, leave as a friend. It's a philosophy that comes from the top down at Explore Ventures Liveaboards. It doesn't matter if you're traveling solo, with a buddy or group. Explore Ventures does the liveaboard dive experience right. For proof, know Explore Ventures has one of the best repeat customer stats in the dive industry. They're also the official liveaboard company of Scuba Radio. You've likely heard us talk about Explore Ventures Scuba Radio Scuba Cruise trips many times, and we invite you to join us on the next one. However, whether we're on board with you or not, I'll bet an Explore Ventures liveaboard trip will be one of the best dive experiences you've ever had. It just doesn't get any better. Save the St. Kitts, Turks and Caicos, the Galapagos, Maldives, Indonesia, humpback whales, and the Silver Banks. New destinations and itineraries are being added all the time. Call one of their talented travel consultants to find the Explore Ventures liveaboard experience that's just right for you. 1-800-322-3577. That's 1-800-322-3577. Or visit exploreventures.com. That's exploreventures.com.
Be an explorer in the other two-thirds of your world. Be the buddy who takes the kids in the aquarium instead of just to it. Be adventurous. Be amazed. Be a diver.
Divers in the Know dive with Dan, Divers Alert Network. DAN is the industry's largest association dedicated to scuba diving safety and has served divers for over 30 years. DAN provides emergency assistance, medical information, educational opportunities, trip insurance, and more. Whether you're just learning scuba or a veteran, a DAN membership just makes good sense. Sign up and take advantage of the many benefits DAN offers by going to dan.org. DAN, your dive safety association.
Surface interval is complete. You are now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
Hi, my name is Alexa from South Wales.
Well, okay.
If you like going down like me, then here's the man to see. Greg the Dive Master on Scuba Radio. The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Every time I get high, you want to come by.
We are getting down right now, Greg the Dive Master, literally on the Surprise. That's the name of Captain Barry's boat. Barry, how are you, buddy?
I'm doing great, Greg. How are you?
You know, it's almost like a repeat of a few weeks ago when we were down here for the sinking of the Okinawa and we went out diving for lobster. We're doing this again, but this time we've taken up a different technique. We are anchored off of the Union, or where are we at? Where, you don't want to say?
No.
Because it's our lobster secret spot?
It may be. We'll find out.
Okay. Well, of course it will be. We're going to limit out on the radio.
This is where you found the ones that were walking a couple years ago.
That is true. Yeah, when I came down and dove with Barry, it was myself and Bubble Boy and Barry. And a storm had come through. Barry gives me the call. Hey, the lobsters are walking in South Florida. We got this place. We're going to go and check it out. And sure enough, got underwater and it was like, hallelujah. So it's pretty awesome. Now, we left the drunken sailor back at the Gomez Hilton, he had more work and training to do, which means basically drinking. So we kept him off the boat, but we do get CJ back with us. How you doing, buddy?
I'm good, dude. Ready to go diving.
Ready to do this?
Let's do it.
All right. So how do you feel about this site we're on right now?
It looks pretty awesome. There's no one around, which is really cool.
That's a good sign.
Could
huh?
be a secret spot.
I think it might be. That's why Barry doesn't want to share with the world. So we. We will see how it goes, and we'll bring you along with us, and tell everybody what we found. But we may not share where we exactly are off the coast of Fort Lauderdale, right, Barry?
That's correct.
But we can say like the conditions look pretty good. There's a slight chop going on right now, so the boat's rocking just a tad. But we're anchored in about just 14 feet of water, pretty shallow.
Yeah, it's pretty shallow. It's nice.
Yeah. So this would basically be along the, we could at least say we're along the first ridge line or reef line off of South Florida. And obviously the jets are going over. What is that? That's pretty close, isn't it? What's going on there, Barry?
I think the jet's going to give away our position.
It could potentially.
We probably added that sound effect later.
Yes, that's right. Maybe we did that in post. So you can take that for what it's worth. But yeah, the conditions look good. They're not flat, calm, glassy like they were yesterday when we were out with South Florida Diving Headquarters, but it's really not bad. I'd say this is what? Yeah, maybe 1 to 2s thereabouts?
More like 2 to 3s.
Okay, we'll go 2 to 3s. You know, every once in a while you get a little bit more of a roller, but it's very manageable. Even in a small little, you know, boat like this, little 17-footer, we're fine, right?
Yeah, but Surprise handles it, doesn't she?
She does. She can't sink. This is one of those boats where literally you could saw it in half and it wouldn't go underwater, correct?
We're not going to try that, though.
Okay, but it is one of those types. It's a Triumph, correct? Did I get the brand?
That is correct, a Triumph.
Yes. 10 years old today or something like that, right?
10 years old in February.
In February, okay. All right, so, but it looks brand spanking new. And this is actually going to be the first time, I believe you said, that you're going to dive off of it yourself?
It's the first time I've had a chance to dive off my own boat.
How is that possible, Barry? You're the captain.
Because that's it. I'm the captain. I never have anyone to watch the boat for me.
All right. So we got a three-man dive team. So what we're going to do is rotate around, and at some point I may stay on the boat or CJ stay on the boat and Barry will go underwater and be able to. You've never done that with your kids and stuff?
No. They're always busy. You know, they're all too old for me now.
So you always get stuck being the captain and never get to dive.
That's right.
That wasn't the purpose of getting a boat like this, was it?
That was not the original intention.
That wasn't the plan, but that's the way it kind of happened for Captain Barry. So we're here to make him happy, to complete him today, CJ. What do you think?
That's a little too romantic.
You think?
Term.
Okay, well, how would you phrase it then?
We're going to help him out.
You're going to just help him out? You're going to put it in simple terms as that, huh?
Yeah.
Okay, maybe.
He's going to push me over.
Complete him as a diver. How about that?
Nope.
Make him just feel love, some love from the underwater world.
Tone down the rhetoric. Easy, easy.
Hey, I'm just trying to bring our dive team together. If we are one team and function as such, we should slay the lobster today, I believe. Don't you think?
Well, there's something to be said for teamwork.
Yes, there is something. Oh. What?
I don't know. I don't know what happened yesterday with you guys. No, I don't know what happened. So.
What? We got lobster yesterday.
On one of the dives, I forgot my looper. So I was out for that.
He was looperless.
But I was a good spotter.
Yeah. Well, let's talk about it. So we're going to, first dive team is going to be CJ and me. Is that the deal, Barry?
Yeah.
All right. So I'm going to loop. Do we have a tickle stick? I think we ought to tickle them and loop them.
That's up to you. I have one tickle stick. Don't lose my tickle stick.
We'd never lose a tickle stick. That would be bad form, especially the captain's tickle stick.
Are you going to two-hand it?
What do you mean?
Are you going to have a tickle stick in one hand and a looper in the other?
I think that is very possible. Yeah,
maybe. Because I'm going to loop.
You're going to loop.
I'm going to loop like I always do.
You're going to be a looper. And Barry is a tickler. He prefers to tickle. And I knew he would have a tickle stick, so we could use that.
I probably should copy Barry because he always catches more lobster than I do.
Well, you know, yesterday
adapt to his technique.
You know, yesterday we were off of Pompano Beach, and we were in fairly shallow water right around the Copenhagen, and the we had just perfect lobster habitat, and they told us that the lobsters are there, even though a lot of dive boats go to this area, but they're tucked up under the ledges, and they're real deep, crevices and things like that, which make it a little bit more difficult for a looping type of thing. When you see a lobster, if they're deep down in a crack, you kind of have to tickle them out, wouldn't you say, Barry?
Well, that's how you work as a team. You'll have one tickling from one side and the other with a looper on the other side.
Exactly. That's what I was saying. I was thinking, I need a tickler. I needed Barry here yesterday, and we had two loopers when we needed a looper and a tickler.
Oh, that was it?
That's okay. What she said.
That's what she said.
Yeah. So, you know, that's. I think this is the technique that we're going to have to incorporate here, CJ.
Whatever you say.
Yeah. You're just going to take the lead from me?
Huh?
Yeah, okay. But you agree with me, Barry. That's what we need to do, right?
Yeah, you just keep staring out at the seas, wondering, will we make it back?
What, CJ does?
Yeah.
It was slightly rough for CJ, who was white-knuckling it all the way out to the dive site here. Are you feeling a little nervous about this or something?
No, man, we're good. I'm just getting in a zen trance to chill before we go down.
It wasn't the fact that Barry and I broke out into the Gilligan's Island song on the way out of the inlet that kind of, you know, made you a little uneasy?
That was a little disturbing, and then catching air.
Then catching air. Well, that was just fun. You know, what I told Barry, I was like, your boat is kind of like an oversized, you know, jet ski or something when you get just a small chop like this. Right, Barry? But it makes it fun.
Yeah, because she's a light boat, so she pops real easy.
Okay. All right. I could say that's what she says again, but I don't really think that would be appropriate, CJ.
No, it would not.
Okay. Just to be clear. All right. So I will loop and tickle. And so if I want you to loop, you're going to see me tickle first. And this sounds so strange. People just tuning in right now, they're going, what are they, you know, what does this have? You know, a tickle stick. We got to tickle the lobster out from under the ledge. And then get them out there, and then we loop them. Or you could just grab them with your hand. You're going to loop them, though, right, CJ?
Whatever works.
Whatever it takes, we're going to get the job done, and you'll hear all about it next right here on the world's first radio show devoted to diving. Look out, lobsters! We're coming for you!
Scuba Radio.
Scuba.
Scuba Radio.
This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master, up from our second dive of the day. Now, this was phenomenal. We brought some bugs back, and I believe with Barry's assistance, I think I've caught the biggest lobster I have ever caught. We're going to have to weigh this. What do you think, Barry?
Oh, this thing's huge, man.
It is massive, and I mean, it's not alone either. So we're going to talk about what we caught here in just a bit. Now, I guess it's safe to say where... No, I don't know if we can say. You know, I got to think about whether we want to share our location off of Fort Lauderdale just yet. We're going to have to, you know, think this through before we share this with the world, because we may have found a pretty cool little spot. Now, Barry and I went underwater and slayed these lobsters while CJ stayed on the boat. And what did you do on the boat?
I just basically made sure the boat didn't sink. And
it's unsinkable. It's one of these. You could saw this thing in half, it wouldn't sink.
And all right, well, I also made sure that we didn't drift off.
Did you feed any fish?
I did not.
You're looking a little queasy as we speak, actually. A little green from staying on the boat the whole time. And, well, you know, we got a slight chop, so it's a little rocky.
You guys were down for about an hour and 12 minutes.
Yeah, but you didn't hurl.
Did not, but that doesn't mean I won't.
Yeah. Okay, so there's still a possibility we can capture this live on Scuba Radio today.
Wouldn't anything for the show.
Does it help if I go...
How about a nice, greasy pork sandwich served in a dirty ashtray?
That, you know what? That sounds delicious. With a little fresh lobster on top, you think?
Yes.
Now, you grabbed the bag out of Barry's hand and lifted up over the gunnels of the Surprise, our vessel for the day. That was pretty heavy, wasn't it?
I said a lot of words that we can't say on the radio. I was very surprised.
It was like, hey, how did you do this? I wasn't in the water.
I said, holy bleep!
I think you did, because there's a lot of lobster there. You know, last time We were down here diving off the Surprise a few years ago. We were here for a lobster walk, and we limited out and did crazy good. And I'll tell you what, we may not have done as good as we did that day, but we did pretty damn good. We'll tell you exactly what we caught next right here on the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
I can't believe them dumbass white people out in the middle of the ocean scuba diving. Shoot, you ain't gonna get me scuba diving. I'm gonna tell you that damn much right now. I'm too damn fat. I'd mess around and feed all them sharks if I went scuba diving.
If I was a great white, I wouldn't bite you, but I'd swim right next to you. If I was a great white, I wouldn't bite you, but I'd swim right next to you, cause it's my ocean too. So please keep it clean, cause I can be wicked mean, and I got sharp teeth. And if I realize that you don't care about the sea, well that means you don't care about me. Oh well, that's fine, I'll just rip you in bloody half this time. Yeah, if I was a great white shark.
Yes, this is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. We didn't see any great whites, saw a few nurse sharks, or we were going to slay lobsters here off of South Florida. Now, as I speak, we are unzipping our lobster bag. CJ is taking a look. Those are some meaty-looking lobster.
Holy mother.
Holy mother of lobster. Look at that thing. Oh, my gosh, that's awesome. That is one of the biggest lobsters I've ever had the privilege of helping catch. Because, you know, we did a tag-team kind of approach out of necessity.
Get back and, in there!
No, don't let him. Don't get him out.
Don't let him out.
You want to grab him by the carapace there, CJ, and weigh him. Or at least get a...
I'm not touching that.
No, get an idea of how heavy this lobster is. That is a big old lobster. Look at that thing. Come on, grab him.
He's a monster.
Don't be afraid.
He's a monster.
Lobster is your friend until you eat him. You're saying I got to do this and do the radio show at the same time? Okay, Barry will do it. Here, let me grab the bag. Here. Oh, you're going to come over here? Okay.
No, bring the bag.
All right, let's bring the bag. Don't lose them, whatever.
Oh,
my God. That's a big boy. Whoa, those are big lobsters. Oh, my gosh. Well, I mean, they kind of move. They move around, you know?
These are the ones you see in pictures all the time.
Well, here, you want to use a glove or are you going to manhandle it with your...
Hey,
look at that. Look at him. You know, it's beautiful. This is radio. You can't see that he's manhandling. Look at him. He's flapping. He's moving. That is a big old lobster.
Get the camera.
We need a camera for this. We need to document this for posterity. Well, let's just talk to him here. We're literally talking to a live lobster on Scuba Radio as we speak. What do you think about us catching you?
Eat me.
Okay. That's not our plan. That is our plan. So that is a big lobster, man. Is that one of the biggest you've caught, Barry? What do you think?
Yeah, that's like 2.5-3 pounds, man.
That is a good-sized lobster right there, yeah.
Monster.
Yeah. So he was sitting right up there under the ledge in this crack, and me and Barry were kind of working the reef line together. And I go off, and I see this dark ledge, and sure enough, right there, I see this lobster just sitting there, like, perched up in the... in the crack there, and I start shaking my shaker like, Barry, get over here, quick! And my looper was malfunctioning.
Oh, yeah.
After the last dive, we realized the wires on my looper were frayed just a bit, and I was thinking, you know, I messed with it a little bit, and I was like, I got it in the water, and I was like, gosh, this is messed up, but I think it'll still work. But, of course, I got under there and got it behind him, and I couldn't get it even to pull. And ended up scaring him back in the crack a little bit more. So I got Barry over there. I borrowed your tickle stick. And he said, Greg, get in your lobster zen zone. And you reminded me. Because you do. You have to kind of control yourself. If you get too excited when you approach a lobster, they sense that. Don't you agree, Barry?
Yeah, absolutely. So, you know.
You'll spook them off.
Yeah, the best thing to do is you calm down, shine a light in their eyes. They just come towards the light.
Yeah. Well, and as he did that, he was way back in there, but I reached back in there with a tickle stick, got him out just a little bit, and slowly but surely, sure enough, after I calmed myself, I tickled him out, and we got him all the way out, and then Barry's sitting there with his net, and I'm like, well, look, might as well just tickle him right into the net. There we go. Tickle, and success. It was awesome.
Went right
good
in.
Good
no
teamwork,
problem.
My friend.
Absolutely.
I think, Barry, you probably are my best lobster buddy. I got to say that. You know, being that CJ's right here, and he's listening to this and looking at me like, how dare you? But, I mean, you know, proof is in the pudding. You know what to do. You know, CJ's still learning. And so, therefore, he sucks, and I'm going to go with you every time.
Oh, that's so mean.
What do you have anything to say to that?
He's not wrong. No, Barry is way better than me. I do suck at catching lobster.
No, you don't suck.
No.
You're great at eating them, as we all are. Yeah, usually. But, you know, the honest truth is, you know, Barry's been doing it for years, and we're a good team because I'm a looper, you're a tickler, and a netter. And when you have a team that has both of those bases covered, you can usually deal with every scenario. So I ended up the entire dive, every lobster we saw, I ended up being the tickler and you were the netter. And we kind of just tag-teamed them. And sure enough, we got pretty much everyone we went for, didn't we?
Oh, yeah. And you spotted them. I was having a problem spotting them. But, of course, you were ahead of me.
Yes, I was ahead of him on the reef a lot of the time. But, yeah, I did. I spotted a few. I was surprised. You know, and honestly, before we saw that first one, it'd probably been 15, 20 minutes.
Yeah.
Before we saw this first big monster lobster. And then we started, you know, went another, you know, 10 minutes or so, found another one. But they weren't bunched together. They were, you know, as one and done. You know, usually when I've caught lobster in the past, and I think you would agree, Barry, when you find one, chances are you're going to see a couple more, maybe in the same coral head or the same vicinity. That just did not seem to be the case today, you think?
Yeah, but I think other people had already hit this reef earlier because there's a lot of pieces of debris down there. So,
right. So these were lone wolves that had survived the Armageddon.
They survived everyone else. They didn't survive us.
Well, that's true. You know, when the Slayers come out to play, the lobsters will go away into our lobster bag.
And now that we've marked where they're located, we know where to come back.
Yes. We have. We can't share that location with everyone right now, can we?
No. I mean, just because the...
What about the first location?
You mean Miami Airport? Oh, sorry.
Shh.
Well, that's where the airplanes were coming over.
Well, that was a dead giveaway, too. But the first site, could we tell them where we were? Since we caught one there. This was a different reef altogether, wasn't it?
It's a different reef,
but it's too close to this, yeah. So we don't want to share this?
No.
Okay, so if you want the location, send a self-addressed. Well, no, just send an unaddressed. Or no, send an address. Just send us money. PayPal, whatever you want to do. We take bribes. And we'll tell you where our lobsters were hiding, and maybe you can get some, too. We got some. You get some, too, right, CJ?
Absolutely.
Yeah. So you want to come back here and do this again?
Hell yeah.
Yes, indeedy. So we got some. How many we got in the bag right there?
We got, I think, we have four in here.
Was there just four? Did we only got four in there last time? I thought it was five.
No, you have one in the bag from the first time. One, two, three, four, plus the one there. That's five, plus yesterday.
Yeah, well, no, plus, I mean, we limited out today on the radio.
Yeah.
But there's just five in the bag, just to clarify. Yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen, for once, Greg's not lying about how many lobsters he caught.
Well, we're going to take pictures
that are in
of
the
this.
Bag. We're going to take pictures to prove it.
Yep.
And put them up at scubaradio.com, especially that big boy. That is a big old lobster. What are you doing? You're putting them back in the ocean.
Rinsing
don't do that.
Them off.
You're rinsing them.
I don't want them to end up like that other one that looks so sorry right now.
Oh, yeah, yeah. The other one is lonely. He needs friends. Maybe that's what it is.
Too.
Okay. Yeah, the first one was from the first dive. Ah, he just stepped on our lobster. Ah, he's getting you back. See? You manhandle him. You can only do so much. They're spiny.
Very sad.
He's just sad. He's a little bloated. There he goes. Get him in with the little, get him with the other lobster.
I'm just going to rinse them off.
What do they call them? What do you mean? What do they call them?
Didn't they call them attractants? Remember we went to the lobster thing one time?
What, the little lobsters or attractants? Yes.
So we just put an attractant in there?
Okay, yeah. So, yeah, the commercial lobster traps put in small lobsters is kind of like attractant or bait, as we could call it as well.
No, attractant. Because bait is not...
I think they do. Some of the lobsters eat them.
Correct.
Well, it's not politically correct, but, you know, the commercial lobster guys, they don't care about that.
No,
they just want to catch lobster.
Ah, look.
So, What? What do you got? Uh-oh, he made you bleed.
Yep.
A lobster is getting his revenge on Barry.
They call him spiny for a reason.
Yes. You don't want to manhandle him like he did. He didn't get a cut on his hand, but then again, you know, lobster got him back by stabbing him in the foot. But you have no wounds, do you, CJ?
I have none.
None. But are you hungry looking at these lobsters? Does it make you a little, like, your stomach turn?
I could help you out with that.
Yeah? What, by puking on me, or what do you mean?
No, I could help you eat them.
You can help me eat them. We could possibly cut a deal. Yeah, because that's a big lobster. That's a lot of meat. Yeah, we came out here with a goal to get a lot of meat.
His bag is empty?
Well, yeah. But, I mean, we were tag teaming, and we used Barry's bag.
Really more that's Barry.
What do you mean, what more Barry?
Well, technically, Barry caught them if they were his net.
I don't know what the official rule is on that, but I think Barry and I can, you know, we can settle this like gentlemen. Over,
I share with my friends. Don't
okay,
worry.
There we go.
Lucky man, Greg.
Yes, indeedy, indeedy. So, yeah, it's been a successful day on the surprise. We've caught some lobster. This is one of the best activities you can possibly do as a diver. Period, I think. You know, and I can understand people like, oh, I don't want to go catch lobsters and stuff like that. But hey, if they're there and someone's going to eat them, might as well be you, right?
Yeah.
Scuba Radio.
Would you like to talk diving? Greg the Dive Master's all toweled down and ready to take your call now. Call Scuba Radio at 1-888-88-SCUBA.
Come as a guest, leave as a friend. It's a philosophy that comes from the top down at Explore Ventures Liveaboards. It doesn't matter if you're traveling solo with a buddy or group. Explore Ventures does the liveaboard dive experience right. For proof, know Explore Ventures has one of the best repeat customer stats in the dive industry. They're also the official liveaboard company of Scuba Radio. You've likely heard us talk about Explore Ventures Scuba Radio Scuba Cruise trips many times, and we invite you to join us on the next one. However, whether we're on board with you or not, I'll bet an Explore Ventures liveaboard trip will be one of the best dive experiences you've ever had. It just doesn't get any better. Save the St. Kitts, Turks and Caicos, the Galapagos, Maldives, Indonesia, humpback whales, and the Silver Banks. New destinations and itineraries are being added all the time. Call one of their talented travel consultants to find the Explore Ventures liveaboard experience that's just right for you. 1-800-322-3577. That's 1-800-322-3577. Or visit exploreventures.com. That's exploreventures.com.
Traffic sucks, unless you're scuba diving with Mike Scott.
Mike glanced down at his dive computer. It showed less than 50 PSI left in his tank. Probably just a few more breaths.
Or riding shotgun in a thrilling car chase.
One bullet hit the Jeep's windshield, spiderwebbing the passenger side. Mike shifted into second gear and felt the Jeep leap forward. This just got serious.
Escape your commute with audiobooks from author Eric Douglas. Download to your phone. Go to booksbyeric.com or audible.com.
Obviously, we have it pretty good here at Scuba Radio, but why let us have all the fun? Dive into scubaradio.com and allow us to share the joy. It's all there, from cool monthly giveaways to info on how you can join us on our next big dive adventure or Scuba Radio broadcast. Click on the Shop tab for special Scuba Radio pricing on Scuba Radio hats, jackets, shirts, and an assortment of unique items you won't find anywhere else. You can even get info on how to take scuba classes from a real live mermaid. So dive in now at Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio. Scuba Radio.
Prepare to rig for dive.
Your surface interval is complete. You are now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
There's something wrong in the air.
Air is not good, Patrick. Air is not good.
There's a little lobster boy.
Yes, there is definitely a lobster boy in me today, and CJ. You didn't catch one today, but you caught one yesterday, right?
No, I didn't get one.
But you get to eat one. Oh no, that's falling. There's stuff. There's garbage. We got to get garbage out of the water.
I got a Prego.
Quick, save the world. You got to do what? He has to pray to be short or something. He said, I don't know. I lost. You know, there's some plastic that blew into the water. I had to run over there and save the planet.
I said, but, I got a Prego and a short yesterday.
Oh, that's right. Alive. And if it's Prego, you let go. But Barry is grabbing our lobsters right now. Look at those. Look at that big boy. That is a big mother lobster right there.
You can put a saddle on it and ride it.
That's right. Okay, he's getting some pictures that we will post on the website. Make sure you get a good shot of that monster lobster. That's like a Lobsterzilla there or something, isn't it? That's huge. He's dwarfing the other ones.
He's rather large.
That is a large lobster. Can you tell, is it a female or a male lobster? You have any idea there, Barry?
Look underneath him. I'm not touching.
Yeah, he doesn't want to touch that lobster. It's too big. Too big. All right, so yeah, give me a... How heavy? You guessed before. You still feel it's a 2-3 pounder? What do you think?
You can take a picture with him.
Yeah. Well, I'll tell you what. Hand the lobster to me.
You're going to drop him.
You know I won't drop him. Set him down so I can grab him right there. Let's see. We're doing this live on the radio. If we drop it, we're close to the water. Yeah, don't let him...
Well, you got him?
I got him. All right. Okay. I'm holding my lobster and doing the radio show at the same time.
Face.
Hey, lobster. Hey, lobster. Okay. Say cheese. All
there
right.
You go.
We got to get our...
Hold him up.
So if he snaps right now, I'm going to drop him. No, I'm not going to. I'm not worried about...
There
I don't want
go.
Him... We're too close to the water. If he snaps, he's going to flop right back in the water. All right,
well,
grab
him. Put him back down.
Oh, okay. Set him down. Okay, fine.
There, drop him down there.
All right, there he is. All right. All right, Lobsterzilla. Good day. It's a good day when you catch a big old monster lobster like that. You know what I'm saying? You don't, do you?
I wouldn't know.
Yeah, you wouldn't. I see. But being a part of the experience.
Want a leg?
Still. Are you a dark meat guy?
No.
Okay. But being part of the experience is still worthwhile, isn't it?
Yeah.
Okay. The enthusiasm is overflowing with CJ. You know, it really is kind of like that sometimes. If you aren't one of the people who catch lobster.
I did have a fun dive.
The fever.
I had a super fun dive. I saw some more sharks.
Right.
A couple rays.
Yeah, Cena, you saw the sharks and I didn't.
Yeah. So
you got
I'm
something
good.
That I didn't. I just happened to get the lobster with Barry, but that's okay. But yeah, you know, when you get lobster fever, the problem sometimes is that the people that catch it get the fever and the people that get, you know, don't or just get to observe don't quite, get it as much. You know what I mean?
That's why they have booze.
True. Drown your sorrows in some alcohol. As we usually do. But this time is not the case.
Legs.
Barry, that is a big old lobster. I can't believe how big that lobster is. That's pretty... I mean, I don't know. That's not...
Too, so it must have molted not too long ago.
You think it's a guy or a girl?
Oh, that's a boy.
That is a boy lobster.
Yeah,
okay, he's playing... Barry's playing with his...
Barry. Huh?
He's on the rope.
Yeah, Barry's playing on the rope. Yeah, he's tied up in the rope there.
Oh, he didn't want to get away.
He's ready to hang himself.
Yeah.
But, Barry's playing with us in other regions and is determined that it's a male lobster. You know, we saw a few females yesterday, and, you know, you can't catch lobsters that have eggs. They got to be a certain size, 2.5 inches on the carapace, right?
Yeah, I think you better...
That one's a good... I bet that's 3-inch carapace at least there, you think? That's like a Bahamas-sized lobster.
Let me get my measure. Hold on.
Okay, you have actually an inch. You're going to measure the carapace, and then we'll get a... better idea of how big this monster, you know, Lobzilla.
Double the
that's
legal
three,
slanting.
Four. That's 4.5 inches.
Wow.
Almost five.
That is a big old lobster. I don't know how that translates into age. I'm going to say that's a 20-year-old lobster. You think? No?
Remember we were discussing, are the older ones as good as the younger ones? You're going to find out.
I'm going to find out. We're going to take them home because, like you said, if I found that monster lobster, we didn't find our 20-pounder, but we found one that's big enough to eat because it's not it's good still because it's big, but it's not too big where it wouldn't be tasty.
Yeah,
tough.
Never satisfied. You didn't find your 20. You got this huge lobster. You've been to a lobster walk. The weather was not bad. Everything was good.
You always have to have a next thing to look forward to. You know what I mean? The next goal.
Yeah.
So another lobster walk. I want to do that, and I want to videotape it. When you do it, and we want to catch that, you know. Well, I'll tell you what. We'll go with a 15-pounder. We don't have to go 20. That's crazy.
Okay, yeah, we could divvy that up.
All right, so, but that's a big old lobster, you know, right here in South Florida, Fort Lauderdale. You go down to the Keys, they're usually smaller.
What do you do?
Generally, you don't find them that big. Well, what are you looking for?
A bucket to put them in so you can drag them up there.
Well, that's what I brought CJ for. He's here. Like a human bucket. You have two hands, you can carry two and then put one on your head.
Yeah?
No.
No? It doesn't work that way? All right. Well, we just got to get them up to the Gomez Hilton, to the cleaning station, and then we'll clean them and eat them.
Here.
Are you hungry?
Yeah.
Okay.
Get these cleaned and on ice before they start to turn funky.
Before they turn funky. The All right. And then we got to bring the bucket back. Okay. All right. That's just a great time. Barry, thank you so much. You are the lobster king, at least for this show, okay?
I appreciate that.
A fellow lobster slayer. From one slayer to another, that means a lot, I think. At least to me. Probably means squat to him, but that'll have to do.
Barry, thank you.
Thank you.
Good times. It's what it's all about, having good times underwater with friends. And you need to come down here to South Florida and do this, too, if you so choose. And on that note, hey, we're going to wrap things up and go eat some lobster. Till next time, remember, it's always better. Where, guys?
Outward weather.
Yeah. Safe diving, everyone.
Scuba Radio is a production of Overboard Entertainment Incorporated.
Scuba Radio.
This seems the logical place for fish to congregate.
Remember, you can listen live or to archives of past editions of Scuba Radio worldwide over the internet at scubaradio.com.
So we're in international waters?
Indeed so.
Tell a friend and buddy up with your radio every week for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Well, it's all very nice here, but we should be going. I miss me wife and me oxygen.
Yes, we all miss our loved ones and gases. Let's go.
The opinions you just heard on Scuba Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests.
Okay, you know what I just heard? Blah, 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 blah.
They are not necessarily those of any station or network, its management, or advertisers.
Come on, quit yanking me.
Scuba diving does involve risk and should never be conducted without proper instruction and training.
Oh, what's the worst thing that could happen?
I could die.
Have any questions or comments? Feel free to do so via the web at scubaradio.com.